Mr. Mike Morrell and
Mr. Obama announced his choices, Hagel for defense and Brennan for CIA, with current Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and CIA official Mike Morrell at his side.
Chuck Hagel's leadership of our military would be historic. He'd be the first person of enlisted rank to serve as Secretary of Defense. One of the few secretaries who've been wounded in war, and the first Vietnam veteran to lead the department.
Hagel, a former two-term senator, has strong support among current and former officials, but some Republicans and critics oppose him because of positions they say show hostility toward Israel and weakness on Iran.
If confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the state of Israel in our nation's history.
Hagel once referred to the so-called Jewish lobby as intimidating. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney defended Hagel.
Senator Hagel has been a staunch supporter of Israel, the Israeli-American relationship, of the United States' support for Israel's security throughout his career.
Alan Elsner is a vice president of J Street, a pro-Israel, pro-Middle East peace lobby, which also supports Hagel.
Yes, he is being smeared, and I find that personally objectionable. My father is a Holocaust survivor, and so I'm very well aware that anti-Semitism exists in the world. But when I look at Chuck Hagel, I think that that charge is just utterly ridiculous.
If confirmed by the Senate, John Brennan would replace Army General David Petraeus, who resigned from the CIA last year after news broke that he had had an extramarital affair.
I will make it my mission to ensure that the CIA has the tools it needs to keep our nation safe and that its work always reflects the liberties, the freedoms, and the values that we hold so dear.
Brennan's defense of targeted killings of overseas terror suspects as legal and ethical is expected to spark tough questions from lawmakers. President Obama said Brennan and Hagel understand that national security depends on the men and women in the ranks of the military and intelligence communities.
They understand that we are only successful because of the folks up and down the line in these respective institutions.
Mr. Obama has urged the Senate to act quickly on the nominations, as well as on his nomination of Democratic Senator John Kerry as Secretary of State. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.